Well, Jody, our key objection is in relation to the draft recommendation 11.2, and that is that the real choice in marketing, as per the Productivity Commission recommendation, ought to be repealed. We think that that recommendation is flawed. We think that the rationale behind it is flawed. And I think that it's largely ignorant of the historical and contemporary commercial arrangements that have existed between growers and millers. We are not seeking, Jody, to re-regulate the industry. All we're seeking is commercial fairness. I note with great interest the Wilmar representative who went to great pains to say, and I quote, "You can't legislate to engender trust." The history of this industry is that growers and millers have been in a partnership for a long period of time, unilaterally in 2014, without any reference to their partners, the growers, without any reference to the partners, the mills chose to go it alone with a marketing plan that didn't engage with growers. So our real concern is we want a fair go and commercial fairness in respect of raw sugar marketing.
Okay, so if they have got it wrong, and if this Productivity Commission draft report is born of ignorance, as you say, how have they managed to misunderstand it, to misunderstand the Sugar Industry Act?
I think there is a mistaken view that if you go back to the mantra that's prevailed in this country for 25, 30 years, which says deregulate everything and economic opportunity applies to all. Well, that's certainly not been the case in the sugar industry. I'm not suggesting we re-regulate the industry. But if you have, Jody, a deregulated market, obviously it must throw up competition, choice, and that competitive tension drives economic opportunity. The problem with the Queensland sugar industry is the growers can't move their cane to other mills. And so we have a monopoly outcome that is dictating to growers the level of milling services and the marketing arrangements. We cannot participate effectively in a deregulated market. The real choice in marketing obviously completed the deregulation to ensure that growers have competitive choice in this industry as well.
Okay, so it's taken a several years process to get to this point in Queensland. Now you've had your say at the productivity hearing today. What was your feeling about the response you had? And the second part of that question, of course, is there a potential, do you think, for this legislation to be repealed federally?
Well, let's go to the first part of your question. We received a fair hearing today. In session today were two commissioners, Commissioner Baxter and Lindwall. And certainly they gave us every opportunity to understand our grievance and our concern. I think they had some misinformed views about the industry, and I would take the view that I and others were able to correct those views. So, look, we got a fair hearing. They are a government agency. They'll go away and obviously come up with a report. Now, the second part of your question. Ultimately, I have to be respectful of a process. This is an agency of government. It will report to government, and ultimately, government will determine the issue. But I want to say, in response to the Wilmar spokesperson, whilst he's been very strident in criticising the legislation, that this Productivity Commission and that other agency has condemned it, the Queensland Parliament, by a majority of the elected representatives, supported it, and the latest information we've had from the federal government is they are supportive of our position.